Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, I'm really delighted to say that the wines of Portugal have really been making inroads in people's consciousness. And one of the most popular is turning out to be Vinho Verde, that light, delicious white wine from the north of Portugal. And you've had a chance to try some.
Well, I've been a fan of these for quite a while. Vinho Verde is actually the name of the region where these wines come from. The name sort of means green wine, but it wasn't so much a reference to the color as to the fact that these were wines that were produced to be consumed while they were very young. In the old days, they actually tended to have a natural sort of a malolactic fermentation after they had been bottled, which caused them to have sort of a slight spritz, which now, with better winemaking technology, they actually add that intentionally on many of the wines. They feature predominantly whites, but there are some reds and a growing number of rosés. And the wines tend, as I mentioned, to be very light and fresh. ABVs run from 8.5 to 11%. And the grapes used are all local varietals. None of them are the classic vinifera varieties that we see from so many other regions. They're great summer sippers and aperitifs, and it's a big category. There are 19,000 producers of Vinho Verde.
Get out of town, really?
I didn't realize that. And apparently, that number is down from a much larger number. Anyway, the wines are usually really good values. Here are three that I liked. From a producer called Quinto de Raza, this is the Vinho Verde White from 2021. This is a blend of three varietals, Arinto, Azao, and Trajadura. It's 11.5%. This is just bright and fresh citrus apple, green apple flavors with a very slight spritz. It's a pretty nice aperitif. This producer actually began in 1769. So this is an old property that's been doing this for a long time. So that's one right there to start. From another producer called Roeas, this is an Alvarinho. So this is kind of a slight step up because this is not a blend. This is 100% Alvarinho, they would call it in Spain. Alvarinho, they call it in Portugal. And then the rosé I tried, this is the Limo Verno Verde Rosé. It's called Encastos do Limo. It's a blend of three grapes, bright pink rosé with a typical subtle berry aroma of a crisp citrus fruit. Very pleasant rosé. Either drink as a standalone or with grilled shrimp. That kind of, frankly, was my preference of all three of the wines. I thought it was really good, but all of these wines sell for $11.99.
Holy mackerel.
So you know what? Try all three and make your own decisions. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But at that price point, the Encastos do Limo Rosé was my wine of the week.
Well, these are some recommendations on wines that will certainly get us through the summer.
Yes, they will.
Without breaking the bank. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.